With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Pickens County officials have a new plan to find COVID-19 cases and slow the spread of the virus. They'll start by testing people with symptoms, even mild ones, then isolate positive cases and quarantine people who've been in contact with an infected person. Alex Hager has the details.
To identify positive cases, the county will use nasal swab tests administered by Aspen Valley Hospital. Notably, they won't use antibody finger prick tests. County officials said the 1,000 tests they purchased earlier this month weren't adequately vetted by the FDA, and they'll hold off on widespread antibody testing until they are. Once they identify a positive COVID-19 case, the county will try and find people who might have been in touch with that person. County Manager John Peacock says they're hiring an army of contact tracers to do just that. He says that effort will likely cost the county up to $1.5 million, largely because it might be in place for the next year to year and a half. That's how long it could take to find a vaccine. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
An Aspen-based company, Detailing HQ, usually provides cleaning and paint touch-ups for cars, but now owner Jake Green is offering disinfecting services for essential businesses and workers on the front lines of COVID-19. Eleanor Bennett has more.
So I'm going to turn the machine on and walk around the car while fogging the inside.
Jake Green is standing in the Aspen Valley Hospital parking lot, covered head to toe in a biosuit and full face respirator. He's using his mobile cleaning equipment on a local nurse's car.
What I'm doing is using a cold fogger, which is essentially a little bit smaller scale, meant to be indoors and used on stuff like buses, houses, cars.
Green describes the Ghostbuster-like machine as a little mini cannon that blasts out a mist of hospital-grade disinfectant. He says the method follows CDC and EPA guidelines to kill surface germs and reduce the risk of infection.
It's kind of like an invisible war we have going on.
Green has cleaned cars and homes for first responders, including his own dad and sister who work at Aspen Valley Hospital.
Yeah, there's definitely some emotions there, kind of trying to protect the family and all that, as well as other community members and neighbors.
Green says he'll continue offering the service as long as it's needed. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Eleanor Bennett.
With performing arts venues shut down due to coronavirus, the arts campus at Willits or Tacaw has been curating virtual and live performances. Arts and culture reporter Kirsten Dobroth has more.
Tacaw's executive director Ryan Honey says that while COVID-19 has stalled construction on the Art Center's new facility, The Contemporary, live stream shows have been a great way to interact with Tacaw audiences from home.
Really neat what some of the artists are doing and how they're staying connected to their fans, and we want to try to facilitate that and just, you know, give people a place where they can get some arts, culture, and entertainment in the middle of all this craziness.
Tacaw is live streaming 4 online performances tomorrow, including a benefit concert for New Orleans artists affected by the pandemic. Kirsten Dobroth, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
Democratic state lawmakers are calling on residents to report hate crimes and speak out against bigoted language during the coronavirus pandemic. Scott Franz has more.
At a virtual press conference, leaders of Black, Latino, and Jewish caucuses reported an uptick in racist incidents in their districts. That includes people blaming Asian Americans for the spread of COVID-19. Democrats also criticized Republican House Minority Leader Patrick Neville for comparing Governor Jared Polis's stay-at-home order to Nazism. Representative Daphna Michelson-Janay leads the state's Jewish caucus.
That in no way compares to what we're experiencing today. Today we're trying to save lives. But if you use Nazi rhetoric and anti-Semitic rhetoric, you are giving a pathway. It has to stop. And it has to start with us.
Representative Leslie Herod shared stories of African American men in her district being followed by shop clerks while wearing protective masks. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
And I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.